Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Yeah, it's time to hustle with Shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brian and Krupa studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 5:59 on your time. It's a high of 62. We love that. And currently, it is 44 with clear skies at Raytown South.
Hi, D!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Taco Tuesday?
I'm feeling hungry. for real. To be honest with you.
Yeah,
now,
that.
Stacey Shaw, she got that free legal advice coming for you at 7:50.
And of course, your TMG goes down at your 23s. There's a new fashion trend amongst Gen Z. You might have seen the buzzword online, the quarter zips. We'll be talking about that later. And meanwhile, the aunties are getting ready with their boots because Mary J. Blige just announced a residency in Vegas. We'll tell you all you need to know.
Okay. Mary J. in Vegas. Oh boy. Okay.
You gonna be buying some tickets.
Maybe. I love Mary J. We got your motivation on the way coming up in 10 minutes. But D, you just mentioned it. Give me my tacos. We gonna do street tacos this week. Flour tortillas for me, please. Extra cheese, chicken, and steak. Because it is
Taco Tuesday.
Today is Taco Tuesday.
Motivation, haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
How do you give yourself more time? The best way is to start early. What needs to be finished a month from now? Get going on it today. Rushing at the last minute is inefficient and riddled with anxiety. Save yourself the aggravation and get it done early. It's a whole lot better to be wondering what to do than to be sweating over whether you'll have enough time. Plan and act in advance to ensure plenty of time. It's true, you can anticipate everything. That's all the more reason for getting an early start on what you can anticipate. If it will need to be done eventually, it's probably best to do it right away. Reduce the drama and increase your effectiveness by starting early. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 62, and currently it is 42 clear skies in Wyandotte. Comedian Monique is defending boxer Clarissa Shields after seeing people online leaving some negative comments.
But for those of you who want to criticize, who want to speak about what she looks like and she's not beautiful, shame on you. Shame on you. Don't pull your insecurities on that beautiful woman. Don't pull your insecurities and your immaturity on that beautiful black woman who is, by the way, making history.
I don't know about the history part. But yeah, now I agree with her for sure.
Yeah, she making history.
What's she doing?
The amount of sales that she's made.
With
what? I gotta look it up. The fights that she's had. She just broke a record with the amount of money that female boxers receive because, mind you, we still don't live in an equal world. So the pay that men get for boxing matches is not the same pay that women get. I don't know the exact amount, but we actually talked about it here on the show.
Congratulations to her. But on another note, like, are as many people watching women's boxing as they are men's boxing?
Probably more now than they did 20, 30 years ago.
No. Are they watching the number of people who watch men boxing, are they watching women's boxing?
Do you think that has ever existed?
It's an NBA. It don't matter.
Well,
it's an NBA versus.
But that's irrelevant to her breaking records.
Well, no, I congratulate on her. Yeah. But that's why I say on another note. Like,
oh, okay.
Because you compare the equal pay thing. So it's like an NBA versus WNBA thing. How many people are watching NBA compared to how many people are watching the WNBA?
Well, my point was more so saying that her records are not going to match a male's records. So her breaking records in the female realm is what she's being.
Why should they get the same pay?
That's another conversation for another day. Let's leave it at that. Because I think everybody should get equal pay. So that's a whole nother conversation. A new trend is actually happening. Shout out to a young man named Jason. It is called the quarter zip movement. If you haven't seen it, it's of our younger Gen Z saying they putting away the Nike Techs and putting on the quarter zips.
It's a lifestyle. So personally, when I was interviewing, because the first time I wore it was for an interview, I didn't want to overdress for the occasion.
Ah.
But at the same time, I still wanted to look like, hey, like, you can take me somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That being said, I felt like going to an interview in a suit, that's a little too much. But at the same time, we're not going to interviews in sweatsuits.
Right,
they're
right.
Exactly. They're breathable. Right. So I was like, you know what? Let me just put on the quarter zip.
What is that?
Have you seen that trend online at all?
It ain't nothing but an Old Navy performance fleece.
That's exactly what it is. Like that boy said, it's nice and breathable. But yeah, wearing a suit to an interview, depending upon where you're going, is a little bit excessive.
What?
In this day and age. Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, I mean, for a male.
And I'm listening.
If you're wearing a 3-4, you know, a piece suit, it depends on what it is as well.
And I'm sincere just listening and surprised because, y'all, I ain't interviewed for nothing in 21 years.
Yeah.
You know,
you still want to dress up, though.
Actually, well, there was some internal interviews here, and I wore a suit.
But did you have the blazer on when you went in, or
absolutely.
You took the blazer? Okay, you
no,
had the blazer
I had
on.
I have the whole suit. That surprises me. I mean, it shouldn't surprise me because today's fashion ain't the same as it was 20 years ago or whatever, and the expectations within the workplace and the office is a little different with that stuff, too. So, I can see that. It's just that hearing that for the first time is like, oh, that's excessive? But I get it. I get why you would say that, though,
for depending on what you're going in the job interview for. But if you probably going to a job interview at Quick Trip, you don't need to go in there with no five-piece suit. Just look nice.
But what if
polished.
You want to blow them away, though?
I mean, like, I think, I'm going to be
playing
honest.
No games about this.
I don't know. You can look at that both ways, though. There's a such thing as over-preparing, so.
Hey, it's your girl, Love Macy, and I'm hustling and I'm shining in the morning on Hot 103 Gym.
And we're here to announce a lawsuit we're filing against the United States Department of Homeland Security to end the unlawful, unprecedented surge of the federal law enforcement agents into Minnesota. Because this has to stop. It just has to stop. We allege that the obvious targeting of Minnesota for our diversity, for our democracy, and our differences of opinion with the federal government is a violation of the Constitution and of federal law.
That was Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison, who called the deployment of ICE agents a federal invasion of the Twin Cities. And that lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court of Minnesota. Names officials with the Department of Homeland Security, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Those agencies did not immediately respond to requests for comment yesterday, of course. But, you know, this is the sign of the times we living in, D, where your state has to sue the Department of Homeland Security for them to, you know, try and calm down what's going on in that state. And it's just a clear line in the battlefield of where we are in this country. It's been there. That line has been there. But it's like with every single lawsuit, with every single fight, with every single deployment of troops and all of this stuff, it just, the line just gets even, I don't know, bigger. Mm-hmm. I just hate that this is happening to Minnesota, and I hope that it doesn't spread to other states. But, you know, hope in one hand. And
well, I'm definitely interested to know if other states will follow suit. Because, I mean, when the offices changed not that long ago, we did see a lot of cities and states say, you're messing up our funding. We don't like it. We're going to take legal action. So very interested in knowing if other cities will follow suit.
This is Marquita Miller Joshua with Five Star Tax and Business Solutions. I'm up this morning hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jam.
The rules are here to protect the people, for better or for worse. But there are some times where some rules are just, we just need some common sense. Mm-hmm. To me, in this case, this is one of them. Kansas City police arrested two volunteers with Kansas City Food, Not Bombs, last Sunday for trespassing in the parking lot where the group has long served meals, D said. The group said, D, my bad. Two people were charged in Kansas City Municipal Court with trespassing for alleged violations at the address where the group serves meals, according to court records. Now, the group, a volunteer mutual aid organization that provides free hot vegan meals on Sundays in a parking lot in Kansas City's Likens neighborhood near the intersection of Independence Ave and Monroe Ave. They posted a video of a January 4th arrest on social media this past Friday. Now, the video shows a group of Kansas City police officers placing two people in handcuffs in a parking lot and shooing other people away from the area. And Kansas City Food, Not Bombs, said in a social media post this past Wednesday that police forced all of its volunteers to leave the area and disperse anyone arriving for its meal under the threat of further arrest. What are we doing here? I mean, I understand you got to have proper, signage. You got to have proper paperwork put in place. You got to have permission from...
Which I hate that part, too. It's so much red tape when it comes to just making sure that everyone eats. Why?
That's what I'm saying, man. Look, what is the bigger goal here? Yeah. The bigger goal is for people to be fed and to eat, because everybody can't afford what you can afford. And so I just believe in common sense, man. Like, why do we have to arrest these people for them trying to do something good? That's just where I'm at with it.
Yeah. And if you're interested in supporting Food Not Bombs KC, you can easily just go to fnbkc.org and all their information and where they will be posted up and hopefully not, you know, shooed away will be located on their website.
I leave them people alone, because what are you doing for the community? What are you doing to help people?
Handing out tickets.
Anyway, and getting new uniforms.
Man.
You see that?
I didn't even see that.
Got their little cute new uniforms.
Oh.
Stop arresting them people, man. Leave them alone. They just trying to feed people, man.
I see the officer down 71 when I left the station the other day. Had that radar. Boy was on that shoulder. Had that radar gun. Yeah, he was not doing no playing.
Looking to ruin somebody's new year. Look at that.
Looking for them tags.
What's up? It's your boy YGKC, and I'm hustling and shining in the morning on Hot 103J.
We want to thank you, cousin, for tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the morning and making us a part of your daily morning routine. Love and appreciate you so much, for real, because we know that you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time. Shout out to all the cousins hitting that Hustle and Shine text line coming through. Shout out to Denisha. Good morning to the sisters that was sent over from Denisha. Shout out to Troy Robertson and Team Hunk. Happy Taco Tuesday. That was sent over from cousin Stacy Davis. Hey, Stacy. Hope you're having a great day. Big shout out to Rich Harris and, of course, the KC Rattlers. They got two games on Saturday, so big love to you on a victory on both. Sanaya and Zane Moore. And last but not least, big love to Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. We appreciate you all so much.
My dog.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 on your time. It's a high of 63. Currently, it is 41 with Fair Skies and Operation Breakthrough. Now, we may not know who Mary J. Blige's mystery man is, but while she sat down with Tamara Hall, she shares that she recently enjoyed her birthday with her man.
He said, "Babe, what exactly do you want?
Uh-huh.
You know, because you have everything." I was like, "I'm just kind of just really want you, right? You know."
All right now. All right.
And you can get me whatever it is you want to get me, but, you know, I'll take you over any kind of.
Look at that.
I learned a lot in my years, y'all. And now I'm just, if we can't discuss it, if our love doesn't bring us back to our friendship, then we don't have a relationship.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
where she was sharing some words of wisdom on love, she also announced her very first ever Las Vegas residency, which will be going down May 1st through the 9th and July 10th through the 18th. Tickets are available through City and Advantage presale starting today at 10 a.m., followed by an artist presale that's going down on tomorrow at 10 a.m., and that is through Live Nation, and Ticketmaster will launch a presale on this Thursday.
Hey!
So get your boots ready and get your tickets.
He's a good man, Savannah.
You gonna be there?
A good man.
I don't know. You put me on the spot earlier talking about I'm getting tickets or something.
I figured the wifey would want to go. So I figured you would have to give her tickets. Whether you was gonna go was another.
And that ain't
she wouldn't care to go.
Mary J.
She ain't IT status.
If it's Beyonce, you know, okay. Like, but Mary J. We ain't finna been doing all that.
She cool. Okay.
I do it, girl. I was giving it to him. Okay.
In other news, Anthony Anderson and Roxy Diaz. You remember Roxy on 106 in Park, and of course, actor and comedian Anthony Davis. Well, people have been saying they've been dating. They showed up at the Golden Globes together, and TMZ caught them.
Anthony and Roxy, how you guys doing tonight?
Amazing.
We gotta ask you, are you guys officially dating?
She's my date for the evening.
You guys look amazing together.
Thank you, brother.
Y'all go way back, right?
We go back almost 20 years.
So how did this happen? You know, we wanna know.
Friends are always friends.
Does it ever get to a point, and it's not for celebrities, this is just for local people as well. Like, is there a point where you feel like you need to announce your relationship?
No. For like, what? That's between like, me and you. Not you, but me and the
no
man.
Kidding. No kidding, Sherlock. I don't think anybody on listening was thinking you meant me.
I'm just saying, as a clarification. It's between me and my woman, and Naomi. Like, we don't need to know. Yeah,
and I feel like if you see me with somebody, like, I don't have to.
What
like,
you looking at?
You know, well, nah, I wouldn't go. You going full whoa there. But now if you see me with this person and you know what it is, like, come on now.
We're going to have a wang dang doodle, y'all.
You know this, my boo. Don't act like you. I ain't got to make a post about it. You know.
Woo-dee-doo.
Put some glasses on and you could tell.
Taste the rainbow.
Yikes.
It's your boy, comedian Bruce. And every morning you listening to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
Shout out to the Kansas City Discovery page on Facebook and on Instagram for getting the breaking news that really matters to you and ID. Mm-hmm. But this one right here, it really hit me in a special place. There's a Kansas City mother. She was going to have a birthday bash for her baby girl. After no one showed up for her baby's first birthday, D, she spent a couple $1,000s. She spent some racks on this. And now the community is coming together to support her. So in response to a recent incident, a young mother in our community, she's rallied to support for her daughter's birthday party. Now, in light of this outpouring support, Preston Hopkins, prominent Kansas City influencer and bakery owner, has announced a new birthday celebration for the birthday girl.
I love that.
This Saturday, January 17th, is expected to draw a significant crowd. Mm-hmm. And shout out to the mother, Erin Yeager. She says that she's thankful for the support her community and all around the world. And I've seen a couple of things on this, like on social media and stuff. And I know that the baby's birthday parties, they are always, always important. Mm-hmm. And attending those things, man, are more important sometimes to the adult than it is to the babies.
Yeah, because it's about having that support in that village. It's your baby's first birthday. So, you know, I'm happy that the community was able to rally for this moment. And like you said, it's going down Saturday, January 17th. So
yep, this Saturday,
we're going to make some plans for Hustle and Shine to be there. And we would also love to have her and her baby girl here.
We sure would.
On Hustle and Shine in the morning. So if you're listening, we would love to have you and your baby girl so we can give her a birthday present. And then, you know, just send some love your way.
Yeah, come on. Hey, cousins, tap in with us. I know we know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows this young lady. So we serious. Like, maybe Thursday or something, we want to invite her on the show. Have them come up here in the studio with us. Hang out.
Please relay that information.
Stacey Shaw, she knows the law. She got that legal advice for you. Stacey, what's happening?
Good morning. Today we're going to be talking about how to get your license back if you've gotten into an accident without having insurance. We'll be right back at 7:50.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
It's time to throw it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Stacey, good morning. What you got?
Good morning, Kansas City. This is attorney Stacey Shaw. And today for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law, we're going to be talking about getting your license reinstated if you were in an accident but did not have insurance. If you were listening to my show on KPRT, Faith Justice Victory, we went over this a little bit and we're going to go over it again today at 11:30. If you do not have insurance, please do not drive a motor vehicle, because if you get into a car accident and you don't have insurance, your license will be suspended, okay? Not only your license, the driver, but also the owner of the vehicle. If that happens, here's how you get it back. Number one, if there were damages sustained by the other party, then either you need to pay those damages in full or get into a payment plan. The insurance company or the attorney representing the insurance company will file the payment plan with the Department of Revenue. Once that happens, then you have to pay a $20 reinstatement fee and file and maintain proof of liability insurance, which is also called SR-22, for 2 years from the starting date of your suspension or revocation. This is super important because I've represented people that have had their license suspended for years, because this is an indefinite suspension. That means that there's not a specific amount of time for a judgment, a suspension, which is different than a mandatory suspension, which may only be for a year. Okay, so it's super important if you are driving a car to make sure that you're insured, because that will also impact you, even if you're not at fault. If you don't have insurance for the previous 6 months from that accident, you may not be able to recover pain and suffering damages. If you've got additional questions about the law, you can always give us a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at StaceyShawLaw.com and on all social media at StaceyShawLaw. Remember, today is Tuesday. Jump on over to KPRT at 11:30 for Faith Justice Victory, where we're going to be going over legal issues just like this. And remember, we are pouring into young people this year every single Tuesday. And so until next time, good luck. And God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements.
What's up, KC? This your boy, Sherez Pompey, CEO, co-owner of The Blueprint KC. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams.
D, you know, today, January 13th, a very special, important day because it is the Founders Day of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated.
Major shout out to the women of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. They're celebrating 113 years of service, founded on January 13th, 1913 at Howard University. Big love to all the Reds, especially my favorite Reds in KC, Yannicka and Miss Carla. Big shout out to Ellie over at UMKC. If you know, you know. Shout out to all of y'all. Y'all better hit that duck walk today.
There's so many of them, like... I'm not finna single out a single Delta and tell them they my favorite. See, you done got in trouble.
Well, that, I mean, these my OGs. They know. So that's all.
Delta Sigma Theta. Throw the dynasty sign up. Put your triangles up.
Don't hurt nobody with them elbows. If you see a lot of red, watch yourself. You see them starting to coordinate and do their thing, just back up. Or you might get some bowls thrown on you.
Happy Founders Day, y'all.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:24 on your time. It's a high of 63. Currently 43 sunny skies at the T-Mobile Center. Actress Jacque Harry jokingly tells Nick Cannon she wants him to cuss out Diana Ross after sharing a moment at Oprah's Legends Ball.
I want you to cuss out Diana Ross for me. Oprah's Legends Ball. And I'm up there talking to your ex, who I love. Talking. The tap on the shoulder. Move! Just move. Uh-uh. And move with that tacky dress.
You're lying.
Is that what you said?
Nobody say that.
Diana Ross say that.
And cut forward. She wear that dress the other night.
You're lying. Okay.
Well, I mean, everybody got a little ignorant in them. And I got a lot. I got more than most.
Mm-hmm.
Diana Ross seems to match my energy.
Diana Ross is, I feel like she has that type of, I don't know, aura where I can see her just kind of walking through and move out the way. Like, I don't know, she gives that. So I feel like once you do get a certain level, I mean, of just status, you probably just automatically are like that.
Time to get it up and make it happen.
Now, in another headline, music executive L.A. Reid has reached a settlement in the sexual assault lawsuit filed against him by former Arista Records executive Drew Dixon, avoiding what was expected to be a high-profile trial. Now, Dixon had accused Reid of sexually assaulting her more than once in 2001 and of derailing her career after she rejected his advances. She also claimed that Reid, out of spite, blocked her from working with John Legend, who also he was expected to testify at the trial. So the case was set to begin on January 12th, and that's when the settlement happened.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Capricorn season. Happy birthday to those ambitious, patient, and organized Capricorns.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
A happy heavenly birthday to TV personality and musician Christopher Boykin. Sending over a big happy birthday to actor known as Mick Dreamy on Grey's Anatomy, Patrick Dempsey. A big happy birthday to film and TV actress, best known for her role as the original Aunt Viv. Happy B-Day to Janet Huber. Sending over birthday love to model and entrepreneur Lori Harvey. And last but not least, sending over a big happy birthday to TV producer, screenwriter, and author who's given us hits like Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, and How to Get Away with Murder. Happy birthday to Shonda Rhimes.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Terrence Lewis, Katrina Yvonne Gibbs Smith, and Mark Walker. Happy birthday, Abigail Elizabeth, Verlee Ruffson, and Melissa Hunt. Happy birthday, Carly Maria, Anthony Thomas, and Casey Williams. Plus, sending birthday love to Danielle, who do nails, and Josh Fiscale, plus everybody else born on January 13th. Happy birthday, Capricorn. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play
What's the Name of the Show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Internet.
Hey, cousin, what you doing?
Nothing. Just enjoying the day. It's my birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, little Capricorn cousin. All right, what's your check engine light looking like?
It's not on.
Okay.
She was ready for that question. It's not even on.
It's not on. Whoa,
don't even do that. I feel that. Well, cousin, it is your birthday, and we got a hookup for you. We have a Best Buy gift card we want to hook you up with, but you got to finish these lyrics in order to secure that prize. You ready?
I'm ready. Crazy.
Can I be a lady? I love the things you say to me. I like it when you're talking dirty.
Can we get kinky tonight? I got so many things on my mind. I love it when you hold me tight. I like the way you do me, do me, do me, do me.
Cousin, you are getting that $25 Best Buy gift card for the hookup for the free 99. And also, happy birthday to you, cousin.
Thank you.
See, earlier you was acting stank about my question about your check engine light. That was going to be your birthday present.
You can throw that in there.
Right.
You need some windshield wipers or something?
That too.
The oil change too.
All right, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is hooking you up on your birthday, cousin.
Hustle and shine, baby.